Pronto.
Krishna Das,
you will go to Vrindavan and you will attain all things.
And then he disappeared. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, a few minutes later, he woke up. And this dream was permeating his mind, and he was thinking, my God, Lord Nityananda has ordered me to go to Vrindavan. Although he was a very old man, that very night, without telling anyone in his family, without bringing any of his belongings, he only had one thing. He only had one possession. He had complete, absolute faith in the word of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It was the middle of the night. He went out into the jungle. Dacoits, tigers, bears, bulls, snakes. Where would he eat? Where would he sleep? Where would he get clothing? He did not consider any of these things. There was only one consideration. That Nityananda Prabhu has given me a mission. And he had faith. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas chintaya no mam yejana parivipasate kesa nitya bhayottam yogakshemam bhavya. That my devotee, if he surrenders to me, he can have complete faith. He has nothing to fear. Because I will preserve what he has and carry what he lacks. So with this complete faith in the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj, in the middle of the night, left his protected household situation and started heading toward Vrindavan. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he became the most highly revered of all Vaishnava acharyas in history. And therefore, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami addresses that Lord Nityananda is his guru, his spiritual master. And he says, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have attained the shelter of Vrindavan. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have attained the association of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and the other great Vaishnavas. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have attained this rare jewel of devotion to Sri Gauranga. He gives all credit to the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And therefore, it is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that we have any information about the glories of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it was his mercy that inspired Krishna Das Kaviraj to give us this great literature. There are two great histories of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the initiated disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way we understand that all the world, whatever we know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda's mercy, Srila Prabhupada used to describe, Sarasana Das Thakur also describes it in this way. His mercy is without any discrimination. He does not care what you've done, who you are, where you're from, nothing. If you're a very pious person, who's always been very good and never done anything wrong, always been polite and worship the gods, or if you're a murderer, a killer, a thief, the most abominable animal on earth, as far as Lord Nityananda is concerned, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. The only thing that matters is, are you willing to humble yourself and chant the holy names? If you're willing to humble yourself and chant your holy names, Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu will give you the bhakti. So in the face of Lord Nityananda, we should not be proud. We should not think that I'm a very advanced devotee, that I'm a very pious person, that I'm a very charitable man. We should not think of our good qualities when we sit before Lord Nityananda, because you will not get his mercy by thinking of your good qualities. Rather, to the degree you think yourself nothing, lowly, fallen, abominable, disgusting, uneligible, and think that I surrender, my Lord, that will attract the mercy of Lord Nityananda. His mercy is for everyone. Nithai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala vejanaga. That the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are most refreshing and cool as millions of moons. And the shade of his lotus feet alone can relieve us from the scorching heat of material existence. Sri Sri Nita.
So don't come anymore, just stay in Bengal, take all your associates and just carry out my order and let me have my wonderful last time here in Jagannath Puri. Last 18 years, Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu simply takes off and moved up to Jagannath Puri, assisted by Saint Damodar and Ramananda Rao. They said, now it's your duty, it's your service. You go to Bengal and deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. So Nityananda Prabhu immediately collected associates, Ramdas, Raghunathaya, Purandas, Madhavar Das, and they all started on their way, dancing quietly, doing wonderful, loud, glorious kirtan. And they taken him up. Nityananda Prabhu used to lead kirtan and dance in ecstasy. And his dancing and ecstasy was so contagious that everyone, whoever could just see him dancing, could just go mad and start rolling on the ground, crying in ecstasy, chanting the holy name of Lord. And all his associates, they were also equal avadhutas like him. Each one was Purandar, who is none other than Angad and Ramalila. Like Murari Gupta Vihar, he was Hanuman. So Purandar was Angad. So they were born, and he suddenly would remember his mood of Angad. They would start jumping on the tree, start dancing from one tree to other, and start jumping. And suddenly he will pull out the trees around and start singing Haribo, Haribo, and smash down all the trees. Karada Das, he had two characters mixed. He was also, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, he is considered to be the incarnation of the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. The word is beauty. And he is also one of the gopas, associate of Sri Balaram. So he would sometimes manifest this mood of a gopi, and he would pick up any part from somewhere and put it on his head, and fill it up with Ganges water, and act as if he's telling yoga. Nityananda Prabhu would be next. He would just start acting like Balaram and pull out any stick and put it in the hall and order Yamuna to come. And Ramdas, he was also Gopal, so he would also act like that. So they were just going on and the main one, Chaitanya Murari, Murari Chaitanya. He was also with them, and roads like concrete roads. Village to village you have to go. So everyone was absorbed, and he would just miss fire. And they were walking, and he would just enter in the jungle. And we just walk, and searching for the snakes and tigers, And he would see tiger, and he would start slapping him, and say, Haribo, just jump on the tiger and, roam around, and then after some time he would realize, oh, there is Lord Nityananda. So he would just come down and start searching, and again they would leave. So like that they were going on, and, any village they would pass, everyone, each and every house they would go, and, just beg them to chant the holy name of the Lord and do such static kirtan that they would all, every village they would pass through and the whole village would be empty, Everyone start following them. It would be like desert. They start following Lord Nityananda. They would go and wherever Lord Nityananda's beautiful glance, there would be millions of people surrounding. Wherever he would just see and glance his most beautiful, soothing glance, and, they would start as if a wave of ocean had come, they would just go mad in ecstasy of Krishna Chaitanya. So like that it was going on, and finally he came to the house of, again, Panihati, where Raghunath Das got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Raghav Pandit, that was the first stop on his way, his house. So he came to the house of Raghav Pandit, and Raghav Pandit, he saw the Lord, and he was in ecstasy. He started offering obeisances, and Lord Nityananda started offering obeisances, and they would just go on and on. And this, and they had most ecstatic kirtan. After the same ecstasy, after few of the situation, suddenly Lord Nityananda went and sat on Vyasasana. Say, do my Vyasa puja. In the same mode. What to do suddenly, they got 1,000 parts. And Prabhupada has to jump this water and put all the incense and got all the wonderful flowers and garlands and everything. Immediately, whatever they put in, they arranged for it and they started worshiping it. Everyone started pouring the pot after another on the head of the tree. And he was like, anyone who would just touch what they would do, mad, he would just jump off on the road. So this ceremony went on for some time. And Lord Nityananda, he was not satisfied, although so many years. But upset. He said, Raghunath, get the Kadamba flower garland, I want it. Without that I cannot be seen. As a Balram used to like to wear that garland of Kadamba flowers. That was not the season, you know. I mean, where to get, and that also in Panihati. Generally they grow in Vrindavan, out of season. He said, no, go and get it, I want it immediately. Balram, he doesn't get anything, he becomes very mad. So Raghav Pandya is thinking what to do. So he asked Lord Nityananda, please forgive, but we cannot get it. He said, no, you just go out and at least attempt. It might be there, just go out. What to do? he just went out and lemon tree, nimbu tree. And at his utmost surprise, Kadamba flower fell. Suddenly, they started growing on this lemon tree. Unlimited. And he just stopped and looked at it. And he could not believe it. He rubbed his eyes and just smacked. As if it's illusion or something, just touched it. It appeared real. Immediately started plucking and got 10 people to make, so many garlands. Immediately came in and, see, I told you. Well, so garland is Lord Nityananda and there was an ecstasy. And the kirtan was going on all the time. So suddenly, there was a beautiful aroma started coming from, as the breeze would come in the window. Beautiful. Very soothing. Everyone was completely intoxicated with that aroma. So Lord Nityananda, he knew what. But everyone was like, this is our Kadamba smell. Everyone was thinking, looking at Lord Nityananda, what was it? So he said, see, you all, do you smell something? Everyone said, yes. It was the aroma of a flower called Damana. A special kind of flower. So, he said, so what do you think it is? Nobody knew what it is, speculating what. Yes? What is it? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wears this beautiful garland, some kind of dominant flowers, and its aroma is so sweet that you could recognize that Lord Chaitanya has come. So I said, nobody knows? Nobody wanted to see. Just go out and see, this at this distance, and then at this tree. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come just to, participate in our Sankirtan. He is, they just rushed out of there. They saw underneath that tree, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the most beautiful palm. How you think there was a beautiful garland around him, beautiful aroma coming out. Everyone just rushed to him and, he was in so ecstasy because it was a painful thing, Sri Chaitanya told them that you don't have to come, just go and see. And they had just gone, halfway and Sri Chaitanya had come and joined them. So they were in ecstasy, Lord Nityananda came and again they embraced and, they started having ecstatic kirtan. So Nityananda specifically told everyone, see, this is the way to attract Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do wonderful kirtan and dance in ecstasy with your utmost intensity of your heart, you can attract Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's supposed to come. Wherever you have ecstatic kirtan, ecstatic dancing, he cannot resist himself. He loses control of himself. He just comes. He has to come. So you all now, to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with us, you all have ecstatic preference. And then he would never leave us. So then again they started. The Kirtan was started. You cannot describe in the words. So, went on.
Our hearts is the Paramatma, and this is his love for us, that he is always accompanying us in the heart, and he manifests outside as Nityananda Prabhu, and he manifests his holy dham, and he brought us here today so that we can have his darshan, and we can realize his love for us. If we can feelingly understand how much he loves us, and how intensely he wants us back, then we will understand that we have nothing to lose by giving up our material desires and accepting his desire to come to him. He's inviting us. You just come to me, simply open your heart, break open all these shackles of your heart, and just come to me. I love you so much, you have got nothing to fear. So if we can just open our hearts to the love that he's giving to us, then we will also be able to share that gift of love. Hare
Krishna. Like Maharaj has already stated, the mercy of the Vaishnavas is very much needed to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And to have Lord Gauranga's mercy, we have to have Lord Nityananda's mercy. It's a very fortunate feeling that by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, especially by the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj and Nityananda Prabhu, we all are here. And trying to seek the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is very, very merciful. His mercy is available to all. Only thing like Maharaj has very clearly explained that we have to humble ourselves. As we do so, our path that the mercy of Lord Gauranga is very, very clear and open. We just have to follow the instructions of the Vaishnavas and go to Paradise and to get the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
As we have been repeatedly hearing and reading throughout the Vaishnava literature, also from the most of purified devotees, how they always give credit to rest of the devotees, keeping oneself insignificant. So this appears to be the Vaishnava philosophy, that in order to become actually part of the entourage of God, that we should always keep ourselves nothing before all the devotees, always trying to see the merits and good qualities in them, and seeing in ourselves the many, many faults. So this is actually the way to come closer to the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and also the Lord himself, the Nityananda Prabhu, that always trying to see the good qualities in others, and always finding the faults in himself. So this is the safest position to stay in devotional life, so that in our lifetime we will be able to make some advancement. And this is also the sure way how we can hang around the feet of the exalted devotees. So attracting their causeless mercy to come to us, and without their mercy we will not be able to actually hear or talk anything on transcendental subject matters. So that is also the reason why we always emphasize Purnada Purishanitana Tarayati Sarishana Amanya Manadana Kirtanaya Sadhani. So this is actually the standard state of mind. Devotees should always try to keep so that we will be able to become part of spreading the sanctification of Om. Raghunath Swami Maharaj ki Nityananda Prabhu ki.
It's like Maharaj was explaining about the story of the head. The wise man saying that if I can cut the head, let's enjoy the other part. I'll be happy in this material world. Exactly, in Kali Yuga, people are trying to enjoy the half part of the complete manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are just trying to see the other part and completely forgetting the love of God, which is just like supreme pleasure where we can get. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, and the supreme spiritual master is Nityananda Prabhu, and by his mercy we can understand the other part of the complete manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, we'll be always think and fool ourselves that we are enjoying in this material world. By the mercy of the spiritual master, Tene Brahma Ruda, as it is coming in by the cyclic succession through the spiritual master and pure devotees of Krishna, we can understand the other part of this spiritual world, and we can get ourselves into the association of the Vaishnavas and attain that supreme love. It is our great pleasure that by the association of a pure devotee like Radhanath Swami Maharaj, we are enjoying the other part of this material world. Everyone in this material world can have this love of God, but only one who has surrendered to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, they can attain this. So by the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj, we are enjoying this nectar of the love of God. Hare Krishna.